Now back to the ITD Morning After, live from the all-new Casino Queen Studios. Here's Tim McKernan, Doug Vaughn, and Jimmy the Cat Hayes on 1380 ESPN.
Welcome back to the ITD Morning After, final segment for the week.
What are your plans for the weekend, gentlemen? I'm curious.
I'll be working all weekend.
You got anchor tonight
all
and tomorrow?
Weekend. Tomorrow, yeah. Yep, Skaberski's in Dallas for the Ram game, so I'll be there tomorrow, Sunday, the whole
week. Do you have to do the Sunday night show?
Part of it, yeah.
Really?
I got to do our Sunday show, but tomorrow night's couples crap.
Who are you going out with?
Some friends of ours.
Oh, you don't want to say.
Iggy. Iggy will be there.
You going out with Iggy?
Yeah.
Are you swinging?
No.
No.
No, 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 no.
Ah, sounds like you might be.
No, I can tell you definitely no. I mean, unless someone brings by some rolling chambers, I'm pretty sure that's not going to happen.
Somebody has taken a picture of rolling chambers and put them up on the inside STL message board. Damon, actually, I believe.
Looks like something Louis XIV would have driven around in. Very nice.
By the way, I will be out and about tonight, though, because the FSN crew, after tonight's post-game show, is going to go out and have a couple beers.
Where are you going?
I don't want...
What does it matter?
Llewellyn's.
Which one? Three locations to serve you.
The one in the Central West End. Which do you think I'm going to? The farthest one? No, I'm going to go to the one closest to home.
Well, there's other people involved. I thought maybe you would be...
Wouldn't be going if it was far away.
God bless you. I respect that. So the cat, you'll be having some booze this evening.
Yeah.
Good for you.
Responsibly, Tim.
I'm actually thinking about going to Dallas for the Rams game, but I can't get anybody else to go. My friend Bobby Magic's going down there tomorrow.
Go alone. I think that'll be fun.
Yeah, stand alone.
Wouldn't that be a little creepy?
A road trip by your own
self. Wouldn't that be a little creepy?
Grab your Ram sweatshirt. Sit alone. That's a great time.
Jamal Mayers, by the way, texts me and lets us know that Freddie Brathwaite is in Atlanta with their minor league team, the Chicago Wolves. And by the way, Walt was tough to get around on the basketball court.
That was a shot at Walt's weight, I believe.
He could establish a good wide base.
Well, Jamal, if you're still listening, I would like to play one-on-one with you. We've already fought to a draw.
Didn't he knock you out with one punch?
No. One guy was
bleeding. That's what the video showed.
One guy was bleeding. That was him. And I would like to settle this on the basketball court.
Do you honestly think you could beat Jamal Mayers in basketball?
Absolutely.
Because you feel very highly of your basketball skills.
Absolutely.
Wow.
I think it'll be a close game, but I think I'll win in the end.
Let's see if Jamal Mayers will text and respond if he's still listening. We want to get a couple more exit poll calls in, and then we will have the results. Producer Joe come here with the results and bring heat, of course.
I played basketball against Michael Irvin once.
Oh, my God.
When I was working in Miami, and he was playing for the Miami.
Can't imagine that would go well for
charity basketball game. We hardly knew who he was at the time. I was assigned to cover Michael Irvin. You have no clue how fast somebody like that is.
Really?
It was two or three steps, and he was down the court, dunking, 4 feet over there. It was absolutely incredible for a weekend warrior to take on a big-time Hall of Fame.
Did you hang with him at all?
Oh, God, no. You have no idea how fast those guys are.
It's very simple. You just have to stick to the fundamentals. Triple threat position. You catch the ball in a position where you could either pass, dribble, drive, or shoot.
Absolutely.
Okay? That's the key, Doug.
John, I
fundamentals
that.
On defense. Fundamentals. Square up.
And didn't you get a whole run off of Tom Seaver?
I did. Thanks for bringing that up. Yeah.
How about that?
I have the tape, even.
When did you do this?
This was also in my
fantasy camp?
Working in Miami days. No,
Mets fantasy camp?
He was making the rounds, plugging something, some art exhibit, I think, and he agreed to pitch to some of the sportscasters. I took him deep.
Wow. I also heard you knocked out Mike Tyson.
Did that also. Absolutely.
Rudy's on the line and complaining because we haven't gotten him quick enough.
Okay. Yeah, I was ready to do the poll, man.
All right.
I know you ain't got that much time left.
Yeah, you're getting good on this time. Are you interested in producing a show?
Yeah.
Perfect.
Are we doing the poll with Rudy? Do we have time?
Yeah, of course.
All right, Rudy. Eckstein, keep him, let him go.
I say let him go because I got a tore oblique muscle and I can pull it just rolling over in my sleep.
All right, makes no sense.
It's a good reason to say goodbye.
You're ridiculous. What about the exit poll? Keep it or let it go?
Oh, of course, keep it. You got to let the fans, have their say.
Rams 0-3 start. Why?
I say play selection. They keep doing the three-step drop on the handoff.
All right, let's not break it down too much. We're going to lose Vaughn.
One to five
interest level.
Do what now?
1 to 5 interest level in the Blues.
Just show me state. I got to go with 3. It'll go up if they win. It'll go down if they lose.
Diane Keaton, would you?
Yeah.
Yum.
Best place to get a sandwich in St. Louis or pick through their dumpster?
I've been buying them Snook's King of the Hill sandwiches lately.
Yeah, absolutely. When you talk about classics like Amagetti's and Adriana's and Mamazella, you definitely think of the Snook's King of the Hill.
Plus, we're not talking about shoplifting. Thank you, Rudy.
All right.
I would think Rudy's probably got some insight as to what all these sandwiches would taste like. Producer Joe is in the studio, and he's got the exit poll results. Will this exit poll come back? Yes, the cat's looking like somebody's tickling you with a feather.
I'd like the clown music.
Oh.
Because anytime, there we go, thank you. Because Joe, the producer of this show, is a clown.
There's no question.
He's got all the answers, though.
No doubt about that. He's got a members-only jacket.
Last-minute tally. Watching this guy do simple math is a real treat, Doug.
All right, producer Joe,
add 3 and 3 and get 12.
Eckstein, does he stay or go, according to the ITD Morning After listeners?
2-1, set him free, 18-9.
Wow, that surprised me.
How about that? That kind of surprises me as well. The exit poll, should it continue to be a portion of this radio program, or should Doug Vaughn of Doug Vaughn's ITD Morning After get his way and goes by?
It goes with 20-6, keep it.
Wow, that kind of surprises me, too.
Yeah. How do you like them apples, Vaughn?
Yeah, it's very humbling to have been put in my place in with those kind of numbers.
You've
yeah.
got no sway. You've got no sway, Vaughn. Not surprising
why are you
that the
nodding
people
over there
all
like
in would want to keep it.
But no, it's fabulous radio.
You know, you walk around like you're like an inch away from a coma, and then you come in here in the studio, and all of a sudden you're giggling and bobbing and weaving. What's with you?
I'm in a good mood. It's Friday.
Why are you in a good mood, Producer Joe?
I don't know. It's Friday. I'm in a good mood. Don't have to get up early tomorrow.
Got his dress flip-flops on. It's going to be a good day.
Question number 3. Rams, what's the reason for their 0-3 start?
Tied for first with bad play calling and offensive line difficulties. Fair 7 enough. Votes each.
Blues interest level, 1 to 5, 1 being the lowest, 5 highest.
4 is the leader with 10 votes, 5 had 7 votes, and then you have 3 with 4 votes, 2 with 3, and 1 with 2.
Clearly people are excited. People
are on board with them. That's exciting. Good for that. Diane Keaton, would you?
17-10, yes.
That surprises me, too.
No, yeah, 17, Doug.
Oh, you. See? But you wrote 12.
No, that's a 7. A 7 with a dash through it. 17-10.
He's one of those dash guys.
This is a Mensa battle right here.
And then finally, best place in St. Louis to get yourself a sandwich.
Mom's Deli with 6 votes. Second place, Blue City Deli with 4.
Blue City Deli. We were there. You weren't with me on that.
No,
the last week,
where's that?
I was over with the MVP.
Right by the house, over in Benton Park.
Ken Roth. Who else was there? My brother Kevin went there, too.
Good place. Yeah,
that
really
is
really
nice.
Good.
That is good.
Man,
that is
Tell
good.
Me about the mom sandwiches, if we have time.
Beef and cheddar.
No, I've been
what
going
makes
there
it
for
so good?
31 years. I honestly don't know what's so good about it. I have no idea. It really is.
I love the mom's.
Yeah, it's on French bread. The mom sandwich is outstanding. And then the dad's, the hot sandwich with roast beef, ham, and I think turkey with lettuce and mayonnaise and gravy. Choice. It is good, man. It really is. I love the place.
I'd have to try that.
I highly recommend it. Not a lot of time for email of the day. That will make Pete and Fenton feel good. So here's what we got. Guys, you took some shots at Keith Tkachuk for his basketball game with Fred Brathwaite, and I'm sure you consider that great fodder for your show. However, you should also know whose exploits know no bounds. He recently defeated Emmanuel Lewis one-on-one and frequently takes Gary Coleman to the hole at will. Look for him to school Mickey Carroll and Tom Cruise at the same time in the very near future. Just thought you should know, Ryan B. Ryan B., congratulations. You have won email of the day, and that means you win 2 VIP passes to see Bernie Mikla's Breakfast with Bernie at Dolce on October 7th before the Rams and Cardinals.
And
an Inside STL t-shirt.
Wow.
Will you call it an embarrassment of riches?
The prizes we give out. I'm embarrassed.
That didn't strike me as funny until I read the show recap yesterday, and I was like, that's funny.
I got to tell you, I read that show synopsis.
It's better than the show.
It's better than the show. Yeah. It really is.
I go, it should be a written program.
I don't remember this damn thing by 10 o'clock. I'm so high on sleep drugs. I don't know what the hell I'm doing.
No, good for you.
Thank you very much. For all of those of you who want to listen to this show throughout the course of the day, you missed some segments, we have all of the audio up online every day at InsideSTL.com, and the show synopsises are up there as well. Or is it synopses? And there's a written by Kevin McKernan, who still has
recaps.
Recaps. They are up online at InsideSTL.com as well. For Kevin, for producer Joe, for Matt the Board App, for Jimmy the Cat Hayes, for Doug Vaughn, I'm Tim McKernan. Everybody have a good weekend. This has been the ITD Morning After on 1380 ESPN.